Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for the gift of your word as a light for our path that is food for our soul. May it be so for us this morning. Amen. It seems to me that an appropriate place to begin for a reflection on Remembrance Sunday is to take hold of exactly what we are doing today. We are remembering. It's the substance of what we do on this day. We remember. We will remember them is something that we say on this day. Lest we forget is how we exhort one another. And we gather at memorials and we read aloud the names of those who have fallen. We hear in our hometown tell of them and say, for our tomorrow they gave their today. This is what we do. And we must do it deliberately. We must know that we are doing it and understand what it means. For you see, remembering is much more than simply recalling or bringing to mind or reiterating names and facts for our information. No, we are not simply recalling, we are remembering. And the difference is significant. And that difference is all about meaning. On our Remembrance Sunday, we don't just recall what has happened. We don't just recall those who have fallen. We remember why they have fallen. And this fills our remembrance with its substance. It's a substance that is right and properly used to impact us, to cause us to reflect and even to change. You see, filled with meaning, our remembrance can be slightly, indeed, for some of us, intensely painful. As we remember those who have died, we encounter a harsh reality. We are reminded of the pain of war, of the fruitlessness of violence. We weep for those who have paid the price of the brokenness of humanity. And at least in some sense, we honour our fallen by acknowledging that it should not have been like this. As much as it is up to us, never again is part of our remembrance. It urges us to do all that we can and all that we can urge our leaders to do to avoid the painful paths of war. Our remembrance, full of meaning, can be painful. But it is also purposeful. Our remembrance gives us purpose as we remember that lives were not just taken away, they were laid down and given for us. We rightly dwell on the extraordinary price that was paid. And in our remembrance, we value and hold precious that for which they died. You see, they didn't give their lives to war. They gave them to the hope of peace. They gave them to the love of country. They gave them to the security of family. And so in our remembrance, we are stirred by their memory to value these things also, to value peace, to value country, to value family, to hold dear to what they held dear. And there is purpose in our remembrance, therefore. There are things that we can seize and do and aspire towards because of our remembrance of those who laid down their life. In my reflection, I find it entirely helpful that this day we gather in this church, a place of worship and prayer, because this understanding of remembrance, that there is pain and purpose in the meaning of it, is a thread that runs through the heart of the Christian tradition. In that tradition, the scriptures remind us of a God who saw an enslaved people in Egypt and remembered them. In the account of John's vision that is recorded in Revelation, This speaks of those whose innocent blood was shed, and they are at the altar of the heavenly throne room, near to him, and their voices are heard by the sovereign Lord who remembers them. Indeed, the word that we use to describe these fallen lives is the word martyr, which has come to mean many things in the public mindset, but really it means simply this, that they are a witness. You see, their death spoke of something. It had meaning, a meaning that not only we ourselves reflect on, but a meaning that is remembered by God himself. And of course, at the heart of Christian worship is the grace of the communion service in which our Lord shares bread and wine. And as we do that, we do this in remembrance of him. We remember his life laid down and the burden to end all burdens that he bore and embraced for the sake of others. You see, in this Christian tradition, there is meaning in this remembrance. The pain of the cross gives way to the purpose of the resurrection. And in turning to Christ in remembrance, Christians have found themselves turned to what is valuable and good. As we remember Christ, his death speaks of the painfulness of our own sin and inner violence, and his risen life bestows on us a valued, precious gift of eternal life and eternal peace. Sometimes we think of it like this. Remembrance in the Christian tradition looks back to Christ, and by doing so we are compelled to then turn around and take the remembrance forwards. Remembrance turns back and then turns forwards. And we need only look at our reading from Thessalonians that we had today to see what that looks like. The remembrance is there in that reading is of those who have fallen asleep in death. And that is the pain at the beginning of the reading. But then it is turned around so that by the end we are hoping for the coming of the Lord and have a final vision that we will be with the Lord forever. A remembering back to Christ is turned to a remembering forwards towards hope and purpose. No wonder the reading ends like this. Encourage one another with these words. So on this Remembrance Sunday, we are similarly encouraged. In remembering lost lives, in valuing lost lives, we encounter a meaning that is painful and purposeful. And so we are turned in our remembrance to remember forwards, to embrace that meaning as we face the present and the future, and so strive ourselves towards the goal of peace and justice and goodness, and so make our lives that live to be ones that live in the same purpose that would honour those who have gone before. I dare to think that those that we have lost would have us not just remember back towards them, but to remember forwards to what they held dear. Or, as one of our prayers for Remembrance Sunday that we will pray shortly says, O God of truth and justice, as we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. Amen.